Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle, episode 23, season 2, Think Outside the Cookie Jar. Today we're going to have an interview with Mr. Cookie Jar, and we're going to do an edible cookie dough recipe. And let's begin by doing the song, The Way We Gets Down, by Mr. Cookie Jar.
To all my bad baby beagles, my funky weasels, my cool cats from miles around. We found a miss because we're equals. That's just the way we get down. We're all my turkey talking eagles, my bearded beetles that drive traveling town to town. We push the we and we the people. That's just the way we get down.
Hi to all my hybrids, maximizing hyphens. Dumbbell platypi confounding bioscience. Oh, what a riot. It's categorically defiant. You do the thing you do, cause when you do it, keep us smiling. And cannibal flavors are flavorful when you're dying. Risk taking, fashion making, timeless with your styling. Too many styles, fish your Rolodex for filing. Then line them up for higher self defining. Word.
To all my bad baby beagles, my funky weasels, my cool cats from miles around. We found a miss because we're equals. That's just the way we get down.
We're all my turkey talking eagles, my bearded beetles, the tribe traveling town to town. We push the we and we the people. That's just the way we get down.
It's time to let's down. Straight, curly, dreadlock, toupee, bald, comb over and wrap around. Bowl cuts, crew cuts, blowouts, and super giant afros. Every type of anything under the sun, that's how this rap goes.
Please pardon me for asking, I'm wondering about your accent. It's cultural gymnastics, how we jumping round the map. From the urban, suburban to rural, humans and aliens, boys and the girls, intergalactic down to the neural, colliding worlds.
You are my bad baby beagles, my funky weasels, my cool cats from miles around. We found the miss because we're equals. That's just the way we get down.
We're all my land-loving seagulls, my bearded beetles, the tribe traveling town to town. We push the we and we the people. That's just the way we get down. So much color and soul I had never experienced before. I had never seen or heard anything like it. The epic, incredible wonders galore. The feeling spreads up from out the beat, inside your heart, into your feet. Gotta tap, 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 toe on the floor. Keep it jumping and bumping and thumping. We so under something, so
by virtue of the other, outside the lines we color. It's who we are and is and will be. So be cool, my brother. So stay chill, my sister. Boogie as you will. You know you can count on us, that we know the deal. We're family.
All my bad baby beagles, my funky weasels, my cool cats from miles around. We found the miss because we're equals. That's just the way we get down.
We're all my land loving seagulls, my bearded beetles that drive traveling town to town. We push the we and we the people. That's just the way we get down.
Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we're gonna have an interview with Mr. Cookie Jar. Hi.
Hi, how you doing, Chloe?
Good. And I have some questions. Can you answer them?
Of course.
Okay. And our first question is, how did you start your band?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, it started when I met my now fiance about 8 years ago, and she happened to have kids, and we decided to form a band one day. We just hung out, and I was they were 3 and 6 at the time, and we just, you know, had such a good time hanging out. We came up with a bunch of stories and a lot of creative ideas, and I already made music at the time, so I just decided to make children's music, and we created this whole world and had a lot of fun doing it.
Cool. When did you meet Dan?
Oh, this was around 2006 or so, 2007 or 8. We started playing music around 2008, and that was around that time. We made our first album in 2009 called The Love Bubble, and we've been playing music ever since.
That's cool. Our second question is, who are the chocolate chips?
The chocolate chips are basically my kids. Ava, who is now almost 15, and she goes by Ava Flava, and Lucas, and his stage name is Lucas exclamation point, or Lucas, and he's already 12, and actually, chocolate chips really are anyone who's in the band, and basically anyone who's a fan of Mr. Cookie Jar and the Chocolate Chips. We just call them chocolate chips. So so if you're a fan, Chloe, you could be a chocolate chip. You want to be a chocolate chip?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're an honorary chocolate chip. There's a hopefully there's a, you know, we try to reach the inner kid in everybody, the inner chocolate chip. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and do you get other kids to be chocolate chips?
Every now and then we do. Sometimes Ava brings her friends on stage, or Lucas will, and whenever we have music videos, a lot of music videos, that we get other kids involved, like our friends' kids, and just anyone who, like, pretty much anyone who wants to be involved, and they could be chocolate chips. And we have kind of Ava and Lucas have cousins who kind of come on board, and they perform on our albums, So, yeah, we have a big extended family of chocolate chips.
Cool. Our third question is, how did you come up with the idea for the song Hold On To Your Dreams?
Oh, that's a good question. That was, I wrote that song with my friend Tembra, who is my fiance's childhood friend, and we used to... she lives up north in California, and we play guitar and sing songs over like campfires, and every time we get together, we write a little bit of the song, and we just wanted to come up with a song about holding on to your dreams, give the kids a good message, never give up and keep shooting for your dreams. I think when you're young, you always have like these big dreams, and as you get older, sometimes it's easy to forget them. So we just really want to hit home with that message of holding on to them, because I think it's a good thing, and there's a lot of importance in our dreams.
That's cool, and that song is our next song.
Oh, all right.
And our fourth question is, I watched all your videos. What was it like to make them?
Oh, it was so much fun. It's me and my family and some friends. We just keep it a small group, but we get together and we come up with the ideas. And each video is different, like how we do it. And sometimes we get a director to help us. Sometimes we direct the video ourselves. But it's usually a lot of fun, and it's it's one of my favorite things to do. Because you come up with these songs, and, you know, and they're really fun. And then you have all these kind of, like, visuals with the music. And it's fun to kind of make that come to life. It's usually a lot of fun, and sometimes it's a lot of hard work, and it can be really stressful. But it's always worth it when we get to post it and show people, kind of build the world and extend it beyond just the music.
What was your favorite video to make?
Oh, there. One of my favorite ones is Call Me Mr. Cookie Jar. Have you seen that one?
Yes.
That's one of my favorite videos that we made. It was a stop motion video. So we took pictures of myself, and we cut them out, and then we did all the little drawings, and even the paper you see in the video. We made it ourselves. We handmade it. Just me, Jenna, and a few friends of ours. And it took about a year to make. And we just worked a little bit on it every day. And it was fun to make that come to life, because you just take one picture and then you move it, and then you take another picture and then you move it, and it is a slow process, but it was very very nice to see it come together. That's one of my favorite ones. Happy Place is a really special one too, because you get to see kind of my family in that one. Did you see that one, Chloe?
Yes.
Yeah, that one's fun. We filmed that in Los Angeles, where I'm from, in sunny California, and that was back when the kids were 3 years ago or so. So they're smaller, and we just, you know, that's sort of like a typical part, you know, a day when we have like a cookout. We're just having fun, playing music, going out to the beach. That's my happy place right there.
Cool. My mom has an app, and it's called Stop Motion, and that's how we make our stop motion videos.
Oh, that's cool. And is it on your iPhone or your iPad?
Yeah, and sometimes I use it on my iPad, and then I like to take pictures of my dolls. And one of my favorite ones was Gigi Grant.
It was called what?
Gigi Grant.
Oh, I hear you like the draw.
And I liked use the doll, and then I moved my elevator down quickly. And then I put her in my kitchen, and then she like came out. Then I like turned her around a bit, and I made her look like she was waving.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. It's magic, huh?
Mm-hmm. And our last question is: I read that you wrote a new song every month. Was that hard to do?
That was challenging, but it was also fun, and it was kind of freeing too, because I could just focus just on one thing. Because now I've stopped doing that. Now I'm writing a bunch of songs at once. But when I was doing that, it was kind of fun to just, you know, think about one song and one song only, and just let everything. You know, don't worry about creating an album or creating a bunch of other songs. I could just focus on making that one song really good. But it was kind of hard because, you know, after you do that one song, there's like a lot of work to kind of put it out there. It's almost like releasing an album every month with all the press and stuff. But when, you know, just coming down to the song and stuff, that it was a lot of fun. I love writing music. It's probably one of my favorite processes. That and making music videos.
Cool. And how many albums did you make?
So we have about 3 right now. We have The Love Bubble. That was the first one. The second one was Ultramagnetic Universal Love Revolution. And then this new one we just released, which is a lot of the songs from A Song a Month. It's called Music is Everywhere. Those are the 3 Miss Cookie Jar albums, Miss Cookie Jar and the Chocolate Chips. But I have made some music with, do you know Todd McHatton?
Yes.
I Think I'm a Bunny?
Yes.
Yes, that's a good song, right?
Yes.
I made some music with Todd before. We have a group called Todd and Cookie, and we make cartoons. And we have about 3 songs, but we're hoping to make more in the future one day. But it's been great to work with him. I like to do a lot of collaborations too.
Cool.
So I like to work with a lot of the people on Kids Place Live and just in the kids music scene in general.
Cool. And we have Todd for an interview in a few weeks.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's so awesome. If you remember, can you tell him I say hello?
Yeah.
Tell him Cookie says hi and he wants you to call him.
Okay.
Thanks, Chloe.
You're welcome. And that was our last question, so thank you.
Oh, thank you, Chloe. This was so much fun.
It was.
Awesome. And if you want me back anytime, just let me know. I'm here for you.
Okay. Bye.
All right, cool. Bye-bye.
Oh, come on now.
Everybody circle around, sing loud, clap along, whatever way you gets down. It's the Fam Bam family, the dream crew. Our chemistry gets us brewing up a dream stew. Dream incubating takes a little patience, a whole lot of love and a big imagination. When you catch a star, make the wish go strong. Dream big, let it fly and hold on.
You've got to hold on to your dreams. It's not as hard as it may seem. It's up to you, you've got the power. Life will open like a flower. Gotta hold on to your dreams.
You've got to hold on to your dreams.
The bountiful things and the houses with swings that'll land in the laps of the smartest. The bright shiny jewels and the big swimming pools are awarded to those who work hardest. Find the magic in life, don't give in to the strife, and remember to follow your dreams. But the ones that come true, take hard work through and through, and some sweat if you know what I mean.
You've got to hold on to your dreams. It's not as hard as it may seem. It's up to you, you've got the power. Life will open like a flower. Gotta hold on to your dreams.
You've got to hold on, baby. Gotta 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 hold on.
back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have a cookie dough recipe, an edible cookie dough recipe. And here's how you make it. Here are the ingredients. 1 cup of brown sugar, but if you need 1 cup, it means 1/2. And 2/3 cup of flour, 1/4 of chocolate chips, four tablespoons of softened butter, 2 tablespoons of milk, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla. Here are the instructions. Heat flour in microwave for 2 minutes. Internal temp 160. Mix together brown sugar, butter, vanilla, and salt until well mixed. Add in milk and gradually add flour until tester dough constantly is reached. Stir in chocolate chips. And that's how you make your own edible cookie dough recipe. And our next song is Melody of Misfit Souls by Mr. Cookie Jar.
When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. You might fall 7 times, but you got 'em 8. You didn't fit in the box, so you punched out your limbs. You know you really know nothing, but you know you're all in. And when you thought it was all said and done, you really were just getting started. It's the melody of misfit souls and the open-hearted. Life gives you gators, you make Gatorade. You take a jump out of life cause you can't be tamed. You think you don't fit in, but they say that you should. You're like a funny puzzle piece that you think is no good. Then when you finally find your funky groove, you're suddenly quite the star kid. Here's to the melody of misfit souls and the open hearted. Start with a wide open heart, follow with a wide open mind. You don't realize that you're smart, you so understand the zeitgeist. That is to say, you know the people better than they know themselves. You're such a natural kid, you get it, you're a genius. Yeah, I said it, now keep the popcorn popping. Be easy and don't be sloppy. Give your all and never get cocky. That's a ticket to the high seat. Go ahead and take your precious sweet, sweet time. Cause when you're really, really ready, all you gotta do is just shine, 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 shine,
shine, shine.
Shine, 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 shine,
shine, shine,
shine, shine, shine,
shine, shine,
shine, shine, shine, shine. It's the misfit,
yeah.
A little misfit,
yeah.
Yeah, you might have misstep, misstep, misstep,
or something grows.
But don't be misled. Why? Because mistakes can make the masterpiece. Yep, that's what I said, see. Cause when you give back, give back, give back, it'll love you the most,
the most,
the most,
the most,
the most.
First place, start with your brothers and your sisters.
When life throws tomatoes and makes a V8, you gotta bomb like a lot before you the bomb. Know what I'm saying? It's just
another classroom slogan printed up on a sign.
Well, if you juice the juicy value, life can be so divine. So you'll be shining everywhere you go, and baby, you just won't stop it. It's the melody of misfit souls.
It takes a misfit with a heart of gold.
It's the melody of misfit souls and the open hearted.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now, here are some times that I thought about the box. I thought about my original podcast, Barbie Sleepover Fun, and I thought about making it good, but when Dad said we couldn't, I was disappointed, but that was okay since I got to make this podcast, and that's really cool. And that's my original podcast, Barbie Sleepover Fun.
Are you blaming me? You're saying I told you you couldn't do your Barbie Sleepover podcast?
You said we have to do something more about friendship, right?
I think friendship was your idea. I encouraged it, but I think we all came up, but I didn't say you can't do your Barbie podcast.
Yes, you...
You thought outside the box, and you said, you know what? I'm going to do a friendship pledge, friendship podcast, right?
No, that was your idea.
Oh, okay. I guess it was my idea. I think you came up with it, though.
I think it was your idea. It was... The Barbie was my idea. The friendship was your idea.
Okay, I'll take credit for it, but I'm pretty sure it was your idea.
I'm pretty sure it is. It wasn't. I remember.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't. And our second one was the drawing of Eddie and the apple tree. And my other drawing, Kelly and Billy's picnic. And I thought about those. I was in my chair thinking about something to draw. Then first I drew Eddie and the apple tree. Then I drew Kelly and Billy's picnic. And that was thinking outside the cookie box. The next thing was my old book series, Carrie. And Carrie's about a middle schooler named Carrie. And she goes on adventures like she never did before. And I think Carrie was... And Carrie is the best book I ever wrote. I made about 11 of them. And... But they aren't that famous. They were never actually published before. That's the fact about them, that they were never published before. I just, like, wrote those little books for myself so I can read them and get ideas for my drawings and stuff. So... That's my book series, Carrie, and those are all the things we wrote down. So, and now it's time for our next song. And the song is Owl by Big Block Sing Song.
Peek, peek, peek-a-boo. I see you, do you see me? Of course you don't, I'm behind a tree. Peek, peek, peek-a-boo. A boo, boo, boobity, boo. Look over there on my right. It's a cardboard box, it arrived last night. I'm curious, so I'm peeking in the box. Peek-a-boo, it's a fox. Peek, peek, peek-a-boo. A boo, boo, boobity, boo. Peek, peek, peek-a-boo. A boo, boo, boobity, boo. Blending in. Well, that's my skill. Check it out while I stay incredibly still. And I close my eyes while I'm up in a tree. Camouflage, you can't see me. A peek, peek, peek-a-boo. A boo, boo, boobity, boo. Peek-a-boo. Peek, peek, peek-a-boo. A boo, boo, boobity, boo. Ah, yeah. This is where I slow down. This is where I speed up. No one denies the size of my eyes. They're the size of pies. I always look surprised, but I don't need a disguise. I realize that I'm unique. That's why I peek. Peek, peek, peek-a-boo. A boo, boo, boobity-boo.
Peek-a-boo.
Peek, peek, peek-a-boo. A boo, boo, boobity-boo. How about you? Do you want to play? Do you want to play peek-a-boo? Why not today? You can do it any style. You can do it any way. Come on, check it out. What do you say? You can peek-a-boo while you're at the zoo. You can peek-a-boo when you're in a canoe. You can peek-a-boo like a kangaroo. Everybody's gonna peek-a-boo.
Peek, peek, peek-a-boo. A boo, boo, boobity-boo.
Peek-a-boo.
Peek, peek-a-boo. A boo, boo, boobity-boo.
Peek-a-boo. That's what I do.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now, here's our friendship pledge. If you can't figure something out, think outside the box. Or like we like to call it, cookie jar. Because this is the episode. You get it? And don't forget, we are raising money for St. Jude. Our goal is $500. We are at $123. If you would like to donate, the link is on my website, chloesfriendshipcircle.com, and also on my Facebook and Twitter. Bye! And here's our last song, 1 Minute Song by Dean Jones.
This song
is 1 minute long. This song is 1 minute long. This song is 1 minute long. It's about 1 minute long. It's about 1 minute long. It's about being 1 minute long, and it's almost exactly 1 minute long. This song is 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 1 minute long. All right, how we doing now? We got a, how much time?
20 seconds.
Yeah, doing pretty good here. One more thing to say, probably, if I can. This song is 1 minute long. This song is 1 minute long. Nailed it.